Have you ever been on a holiday and come back and found that you're still paying it off and maybe for a little longer than you really wanted to? Might be able to help you out today. Joining us to have a chat about changing our habits to making things a little bit more affordable is habit scientist Dr. Gina Cleo. Gina, how are you today?
I'm very well, Andrew. And yourself?
Not too bad. You're looking forward to a good holiday sometime soon?
Do you know what? I actually am. I'm going up to the Northern Territory next month.
That should be very, very nice. Do you need to change your habits to be able to afford that, or so you don't have a hangover of debt after you return?
Oh, I'm pretty lucky to have implemented some positive habits already to prevent that from happening, so I can share those with you if you like.
So what are your three tips? What's the best way for us to go about it?
So some lifestyle swaps that you can make is tip number one, know where your money's going. I think sometimes our spending habits get in the way of our well-intentioned budgeting goals, but we're not always aware of where our money is going. So start by looking at your bank statements to say the last month and highlight all of those non-essential spending that you've done. That's things like the barista-made coffee, the new outfit, the sneaky big screen TV, etc.
Yep.
And just be mindful of those things. Tip number two would be to automate your bills and spending. We want to set up default systems so that we're not depending on our willpower to save. So as soon as you get paid, set up a default payment so that some of that money goes straight into your savings account. And then finally, a tip that I would say is focus on consistency, not intensity. And that really goes across the board with all habits that we want to change. Because when we set goals that are too big or too intense, we tend to eventually give up on them, like some of our New Year's resolutions right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Small, consistent steps.
That makes a great deal of sense. You also talk about cultivating healthy financial habits for better travel. But when we travel, we do everything unhealthy at that particular time because we're away on holidays having a great time, Gina.
Absolutely. And there's no reason to not have a good time at all. But what you want to do is just focus on the things that you value most from travel. You know, is it an adrenaline-fueled adventure, incredible food? Is it luxury accommodation or immersing yourself in a new culture? Whatever you value most should be where your budget is prioritized, and then a smaller portion of your travel budget should be allocated to the other not-so-important stuff. But absolutely, you can still have a wonderful time away.
They do say that experience are the things that resonate with us the most. So, you know, those T-shirts that we all buy when we say that we went to a place, they actually don't stack up as much as our memories.
No, I can't tell you how many times I've bought something overseas and I've come home and gone, I will never wear this. It was just an impulse purchase at the moment.
And what about a tip on keeping your budget in check while you're actually away on holidays?
Yeah, so one of the things that you can do is, you know, you can use something like a Book Now, Pay Later service. Paying those bigger holiday costs like your flights and accommodation using Buy Now, Pay Later, such as Zip, can allow you to have more budget to use when you're traveling. And interestingly, actually, Zip, they did a study recently. It was a report called Jet Lag, Not Debt Lag, which showed that 90% of Australians have booked a holiday or have a holiday planned. But most of those will come home with some kind of debt. So it's really good just to keep those things in mind because as much as we love holidaying, we do still need to pay off that mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. And there is nothing worse, and I mentioned it earlier, you come back from a wonderful holiday with all those wonderful experiences and memories, and then all of a sudden you've got to, you know, you're flat out paying for a can of beans for dinner on a Friday night because you got to fork out for that big meal that you had while you're overseas.
Exactly. That's no fun at all. And then it makes you not want to go away again, which would be a terrible thing.
It most definitely would be. Let's all hope we can go on holidays 6 monthly, twice a year, I always say.
Oh, I like that. Yes, that's
a good habit. Dr. Gina Cleo, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it. You have a great holiday up in the Territory.
Thanks so much, Andrew. I appreciate it. You have a lovely rest of your day.